Well, a couple of goodbyes. Andrea Bocelli would say, or Sarah Brightman, time to say goodbye. We finish up for the year tomorrow, but before we go, I just wanted to say a couple of very special farewells. In a moment to Bruce Bilson, the former federal small business minister, who has said he won't be contesting the next federal election. But first to a colleague of yours and mine, a man who's been part of this radio station for 36 years and a highly successful part of the industry for 46. Brian Wilshire will be hanging up the microphone after tonight's program. He wants to finish his latest book and look after his health. And I thought on your behalf, I'd say thank you to him. And he's on the line. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
You're meant to be asleep in bed.
I am very close to being asleep, I can see.
Well, this will put you to sleep. Now, you started, for goodness sake, in Inverell in 1969, didn't you?
Yes, I think it was November of 69, yes.
And I remember reading somewhere that you thought radio would be the best way to fund your motor racing habit.
That's right. Well, it was a dream, really. For 27 years, I wanted to get to Bathurst.
And you got to Bathurst in 1993, and you won.
And won the class, yes.
What class? That was your, it was a Nissan Pulsar or something, wasn't it?
A 2-litre Pulsar won the 2.5-litre class in the 12-hour event.
You are an eccentric car person, aren't you?
Not among car people, but among people in general, yes.
So you did the rounds. You know, in those days, of course, you moved. Now we're so digitalised, everything's on computers and everything, but you went to 2TM Tamworth and 2CA in Canberra, and then in 1974, you came to Sydney, I think, to read the news on 2UE.
That's right.
And that was when you were invited, am I right, to present the Saturday and Sunday night open line shows.
That's right. Ian Perry Oakton did the night show during the week and I did it on the weekend.
And then you had that segment, Midnight Matchmaker. Where did that idea come from?
That came from management, but it came from Professor Fred Orr, who said we should do a program. There are lots of lonely people. He said, do a program to bring them together.
And how many did you bring together?
We found 400 marriage partners.
400?
Let's say marriage partners for 400 people.
Did they last?
I don't know.
We did no follow-up, Brian. No follow-up.
They turn up in the hallway with a baby saying, you did this to us.
Yes. Then you created this thing called Instant Drama.
That was the highlight.
Yeah.
I thought, let's push it to the limit. I had a really good audience that were happy to go along with anything. So I said, we will have a drama which mysteriously had some... parallels in real life that I discovered later. I just made up a story about a kid that was brought up in the basement of the Bedside Manor Hospital next to the Forbidden Desert in Victoria, and he wanted to learn to drive, so he learnt by correspondence. Then he burst out one day when he was about 21, pinched a car, and went off to find his fortune. And the listeners, up to three at a time, would be on the line, like I am now, ad-libbing their parts, simply told what their name was and roughly where they were going.
Wonderful.
And so they would bounce off one another. We tried to get it to television, but the gentleman, I think it was John Eastman, who produced Norman Gunston at the time, couldn't find actors that could ad-lib. This was before theatre sports.
Yeah.
Now they all do, thank God you're here. That was the kind of thing we wanted to do way back in 1981.
Wonderful. Talkback radio, a wonderful medium for all stuff, isn't it?
You can do anything.
I mean, you've always worked nights or overnight, which is not much good for your health. Yeah. I mentioned the health earlier. How is the health?
Well, I've had a cough since April of last year, but the x-rays can't find out what it is.
Good on you.
I'll be better if I can sleep in the night and not get my vitamin D via capsule.
That's right. Walk out into the sun instead of being asleep. Now, the book, I think, is called What Lies Ahead?
Well, it was going to be until Angela Merkel came along and did something that nobody expected.
Yes.
Now I've got to revise it. And
that was taking a million refugees, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't told anyone, but I'll give you the scoop. It's going to be called The Day Will Come.
The Day Will Come.
There is no book of that name, surprisingly. Did people tell you when you were a kid, mark my words, the day will come?
The day will
come.
Brian, I know you're hanging up the microphone. Just a brief comment from me to congratulate you on a wonderful, wonderful radio career and thank you for all the pleasure you've brought to many, many people, and we collectively look forward to the book.
Well, I really thank you very much for that, Alan. It does mean a lot to me.
Thank you, Brian. There he is.
Thank you.
Brian Wilshire, last program tonight.